This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz as we are reeling, well, at least Ike and I are reeling, from Jack's 6-1 loss to Joe DeCameron tennis today. Jack not taking it seriously, as always.
Yep.
I want to come in there and shake you.
I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, he's down. Can you imagine if we
just
had
here
told,
for a good time?
Can you imagine if we had told Jack he was down 2-1 to Joe DeCameron after three events? But when this started,
right?
Can you imagine that? We will get to Al Morgani in a moment. Al will help us with the Flyers Mount Rushmore, and Al was out there, and Al is a tennis player. But first, we have to talk to a guy who is now in the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League because of his appearance today. Bam and Upper Darby bravely showed up at the tennis match wearing. Dude, if they told you that was a male cheerleader outfit, they lied to you, brother. That was a skirt. I mean, that was a woman's outfit.
Yes.
But Bam showed up today in the cheerleader outfit. Bam, were you disappointed by Jack's performance?
Oh damn,
this is a bummer. of all days.
Great lead in.
Yeah, well executed.
Yep.
Wow.
Dude, it was right there.
It was
right there.
Is the phone on mute?
Yes. Well, who knows?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. Is his phone on mute?
How's he going to find the button?
Come on, man. He found his way to FDR Park.
Yes, he did. Let's go to Al. Why don't we go to Al? Al Morgani is here with us. Al, thank you for joining us today.
No worries at all. Hope you're on licking your wounds in there today.
Well, we're trying, but Jack is like laughing at all of it. It's honestly kind of embarrassing.
He's not embarrassed enough, Al.
Yeah.
Well, he should be embarrassed. I'm a big fan of Jack. I think he's an important voice in the city, especially with baseball.
Yep, we love Jack.
But you gotta show up. You can't not show up. Yeah, and you can't waltz in there. It's one thing if you're gonna waltz in and beat the heck out of somebody just because on your talent. But to just come in like 5 minutes before and then just, I don't know, he should have just had a white flag. It was just, I actually think he didn't give DeCamera enough credit and respect because DeCamera he played a pretty good game. I mean, just in terms of form or whatever.
Yeah.
But Jack being an athlete, you would have thought he would have forced it a little bit. Made him run, have some sort of a game plan. He went up to the plate without a plan. And I think he just got intimidated when DeCamera actually not only hit it back, but had some top spin to it, some stuff like that. And Jack's whole defense seemed to be every move was backwards.
Yeah.
He'd go back and then try to pull some kind of lob shot out of his rear end, and it didn't work. And so he was always on the defensive. You know, if they'd gone two sets, I think he could have done something just being a decent athlete.
Yep. Because Joe was falling apart physically.
Well,
at the end.
He was tired. If this was 2 out of 3, maybe he had a shot. But man, you know, there's two sports, Spike, where mental toughness really comes in. One's golf. Well, actually, one's tennis and two's golf. you have to be able to, you know, right there in the shadows of Citizens Bank Park. I mean, he grew up watching Chase Utley, watching guys, no matter what it took to kind of dig down. And he didn't even scratch the surface.
Yeah.
How do you think Chase would have felt about today's performance?
God. Oh, my.
I don't know how good Chase is at tennis.
But there's nothing. I feel for your family. For your.
Why can we take it down?
Wow. Why? Your wife's going to go to the supermarket and look sideways. People looking at her like, oh, your guy. What did he do?
She'll be fine. Everyone will be fine.
She'll tell you she's fine, but she won't have that same sparkle in her eyes when she looks at her hero.
That was done a while ago.
Wow, Walker's got a DeCamera poster on his wall.
The worst part, now you let DeCamera show up like the conquering hero.
Yeah.
All he had to do was hit the ball over the net. There was nobody on the other side.
Walker's gonna say, can I be Little Hammer?
I don't know what's left in this, but he really has to stage a monster comeback.
Here's the thing, Al. I fully believe Jack will win the running thing. Joe can't run. But the basketball.
Until he gets out there and starts sprinting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I believe Jack has to take basketball seriously now. Like, he has to go practice basketball he's going to lose this thing.
Because you got to realize, you know, we're called weekend warriors for a reason. We're weekend people, right? But that is where we can be a warrior. We're not going to be pro athletes. We're just jabronis running around. But I don't care what, if it's Saturday, Sunday, whatever day of the week, you go out and play recreationally, losing has to hurt. And it didn't hurt him at all.
Well, it hurts in the moment.
It didn't hurt in the moment. I was watching you.
I threw the racket.
Well, that was enough. Well, throwing. Well, the other thing, there's a couple of me and Joe throwing out, you know, bad language
at one point.
Yeah, you know, Joe stealing the mic from you to berate the. What a McEnroe moment from DeCamera, by the way.
There weren't a lot of high quality character moments.
No.
But I give you guys credit because I did, you know, I did the job for a while there to keep people's interest in stuff like this and come up with stuff. You guys are doing great.
Oh, well, thanks, Al.
I love it, brother. Thanks for your help today, too.
Yeah, you were great today, obviously. And I'm standing next to Al, and Al's like, what is he doing? Why is he standing there? What's he doing? What's he doing? And Al, before we get to, because we wanted to get your opinion on Flyers Mount Rushmore, I'll reveal it to you in a second. My thing today, what I told Jack was the reason that I was so frustrated by it is the way I saw DeCamera at the end of it. If Jack had practiced enough to have that be at 4-2 rather than 5-1, I think Jack could have won it because I don't think Joe had anything left. Like, he could have staged a comeback if he was just a little bit better. He didn't even need to be much better. He just needed, if he had had three lessons and practiced five times, I think he could have won.
Yeah, you know? I think so, just on athleticism. But the other thing, I don't know because there was no power to Jack's game, and I don't know if DeCamera could have played better with something coming at him.
Yes.
Yeah, with the power thing, I wanted to try that, but also I kept freaking going long.
Well, you don't have any topspin.
Well, I don't know what topspin is.
I mean, you got to...
You hit the ball like this.
Yeah, well, yeah. I want to get
it. You of all that. People, you should know how to come up in the back of the ball and come up through the back of it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that, I just want to make sure I got it over the net so he could move and maybe make a mistake. So I think that's where some of the power was zapped.
Yeah. Yeah, you hit some Schwarbombs, yeah.
I know.
Yeah, a couple of them.
Well, and I agree, too. I was worried that Jack was going to hit the ball too hard and just hit it long. That's what I saw happening.
Yeah, the worst part was DeCamera getting the final say. You know, he tried to do a overhand backhand.
And he missed it.
And he missed. But then he got it. I think it was the only ace.
Yeah, he aced. The ace at the end.
That
was a strong ace, too. Yeah. It wasn't just.
No, they're full marks on that ace just waiting for it. But, man, what an awful way to go down. Hope the doors aren't locked when you go home there, Jeff.
Wow.
I'm glad everyone's having fun.
Jack's very happy this is a two-hour show today rather than a four-hour
show.
Sure,
one a day, yeah.
So, I'm sure it's going to translate into tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, Eagles play tomorrow. Yeah, my team's back. Yep.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
So don't even matter. Down back to the link.
Yeah.
But Joe gets to, I mean, he gets to respond. He gets to finally react to tomorrow morning.
Yes, you can hear that.
We got to monitor his tone this morning.
Well, you know he's going to apologize for his meltdown.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
Which was so classless, though he was right. He was right. All we kept telling the poor line judges was, just say out loud. Just say it loud. God bless them, though, because they were volunteers and they gave up their time. So, Al, we did the voting for Mount Rushmore last week, and the Mount Rushmore is determined 50% staff voting, 50% listener voting, and it's just for the last 50 years. So today we are revealing the Flyers Mount Rushmore for the last 50 years. I wanted to get your opinion on what the voters settled in on. So the Mount Rushmore for the Flyers for the last 50 years is Bobby Clark, Eric Lindros, Bernie Parent, Claude Giroux.
G made it!
Ooh.
And then, that's a tough one.
So I would have Perron and Clark. Now, mind you, 50 years, they're about to take their names off the cup.
Yeah.
That's how long it's been. So they're barely in. But they did play beyond that 75.
Well, so Perron's got four or five good years after 75. Clark has more.
Yeah.
But yes, Bernie Parent is right on the edge. I mean, Lindros is a yes, right?
I might go Bill Barber before Lindros.
Okay.
And I might go Mark Howe before Bill Barber.
Yeah,
before Eric Lindros.
So, wow. Well, okay, so...
Well, I got a couple on here that doesn't match that.
Looking at the voting, by the way, Bill Barber was fifth, Mark Howe was sixth.
Okay.
The two that Al mentioned. I just think the thing with Lindros, for me, is that he, much like Bryce, he was an outstanding player and the face of a really, really good team that did not win a championship. Mm-hmm. Now, I think a lot of Flyers fans, and also like Donovan, people who were mad at the time, I think have gotten over it and like Lindros, but he was not quite as popular as you would expect a player as good as him would
be. That was when I first got here. No doubt.
I mean, the drama that he brought,
the parents.
I mean, I used to watch him practice. It was frightening to watch him practice. But I mean, just, you know, the performance in games, number of games played, you know, he missed a lot of games.
Yeah.
Mark Howe, to me, is the most underrated player to ever play for the Flyers.
He was awesome.
He was just, I got to put him in that position, what he overcame in terms of injury to play for such a long time. The lineage, I guess, would count for something. I mean, he's just part of the game.
Yeah.
I'd have him. And I mean, Eric was a great player, but... It's Claude too. I mean, Claude's making the case for Hall of Fame now. I mean, this continues to go on and on. So I mean, that's pretty good voting. It's unfortunate that it's so far away that they haven't had more contenders for these spots.
Well, yeah. If yours, by the way, would be Bobby Clark, Bernie Parent, Bill Barber, Mark Howe, that is very sad.
Yeah.
And not about those guys. Those guys are great players, but they played 50 years ago.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Mark Howe 40 or 35,
yeah,
40.
And I think in the future, when you look at if the Eagles go back to back, it'll be tough even 50 years down the road, you would think, for anybody to do anything like that.
Ike, who did you have on your list that wasn't on there?
Bobby Clark, Bernie Parent, Wayne Simmonds, and Donald Brashear. Seriously, represent the hood, hockey in the hood. I need them on the Mount Rushmore. Those two should have been there. Come on, man.
Donald Brashear is a great piano player.
All right. Well, we thank you very much, Al, for today at on-site and joining us right now.
No problem.
All right, there
you go. Appreciate it, brother.
There is Al Morgani.
Yeah.
Who was there?
You don't think Wayne Simmonds and Donald Brashear? No.
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 I don't think so.
Mount Rushmore? No.
No. I don't.
I don't think some households, maybe.
Yeah. Well, yes. Well, I didn't do this during the Sixers one. Yeah, I wasn't like, you know, I wasn't
Mark
like...
Mark Iveroni, who do you want to leave?
Yeah, I wasn't like, you know, mine is Dr. J.
Spencer Halls.
Yeah, yeah. Moses Malone, Spencer Halls, and TJ McConnell. I didn't do that, you know.
Oh, you trying to say I didn't take it serious?
Well, I'm just saying, you know, we can't always be even that way, depending on the sport. So, all right, 215-592.
That's all I had to contribute. That's all I had.
It was
Flyers, man.
Funny bit. Yeah. Funny bit. Cowboy Jim was there. You're on WIP. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
What a loser today. And I don't mean Jack. Did you see Bam? Did you see that?
Oh.
That cheerleading outfit?
Yeah.
Would you stop? Have some class.
Yeah.
Come on.
He got into the fantasy league. Dude, I loved it. We asked him to do it, and he did it.
I took care of him. I said, do you want to go over and meet Ike? He goes, yes. So I helped him over there. And yes, Spikey is blind.
Yes,
so
I'm aware.
That is evident, yes.
Well, the moment when I was sure that Bam was blind is that he was on the phone with his driver, with, I don't know if it was Uber or whatever it was, person who was picking him up. And he's on the phone trying to say where he is. And he looked at me and he said, Spike, what color am I wearing? And I was like, oh, you can't see. And but also what was funny was it was red and white. And he was like, yeah, I'm wearing red and white. And I was just thinking to myself, if you just tell her you're in a woman's cheerleading outfit, it'll
she'll
be...
She'll see you. Yeah, you'll stand out more that way.
Yes.
Oh, you know, something I could spend a lifetime picking on him, but I'll just pick on other losers like Chris from Middletown. I'll just pick on him.
Wow. Okay.
And well, Bam's not a loser.
No, stop Bam's not a loser.
Bam's a winner.
Yeah.
I'll check the Wawa security cameras. I think Jack left the Wawa at 11:01. I think that's what I've got there.
So that's actually could be. I know you might be kidding. I was in the Wawa around that time.
Of course, you were. The huge one coming off.
Yeah.
I know which one you were.
I got
were
locked
at
on the bridge too, which was highly annoying. I was making pretty good time. Then was
and Jack,
stuck on the bridge.
Partner, that partner you were warming up with was terrible. Everybody was mentioning that. So why is he warming
Justin
up with a guy that can't play tennis?
Justin played in high school.
Yeah. Well,
it was horrible.
To be honest with you, you're not
Justin catching strays.
Well, you're not the only person to say, well, Justin doesn't look like he can play tennis.
God.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe pickleball. Maybe that stupid pickleball.
Yeah, he might be a fraud too. Morgenstein might be a fraud too.
And the cursing today? The cursing with the kids around?
Yep.
Come on.
Oh, the cursing with the kids around.
Yep.
Come on.
It's the camera's classless.
Horrible. Hey, and by the way, Jack was cheating most of the time. So if he
was foot faulting.
Yeah, he kept doing that the whole time. He's like, what's that? I never heard of that. I'm like, yeah, no kidding. Yeah. No kidding.
I had no idea.
Yep.
And to you Philly fans and Eagles fans, you know, Ike comes over and says, hey, everybody, Cowboys Jim is here. And they're like, oh, why didn't someone tell us? I have a shirt that says Cowboy Jim on it, you dummy. Good luck.
Goodbye, loser.
He is wild.
Oh, yeah.
He is wild.
He's really evolved. He really has. And he did make a point the other day. He goes, I follow all Spike's rules. My calls never go on too long. Yep. I always start. I finish.
He gets in and out.
Starts hard.
He
finishes
hangs up
hard
on himself.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah
the best part.
Yeah.
You're right. He's the only one who actually does hang up on himself every time. He's like, I'm out, losers.
If he was a band, he's starting with his biggest hit and he's ending with his second biggest hit. He's just always like, starts off good, ends good. You know who else does? Herb in the Northeast. Herb, you're on WIP.
I'm disappointed in you, Jack.
Yeah. A lot of people are.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, boy, I can't believe you. You have beautiful weather out there. I just coming from the Phillies game. I've been down at the ballpark since 11:15, man. I tell you, the weather was beautiful. You could have had two or three matches like that. Woo.
Well, they both would have died if we'd gotten to a second set. Yeah, they weren't playing two or three matches.
I tell you that, Fred, this morning I was up at 7:38 o'clock. Richie was he was ragging on Jack, ragging. He was really confident that Joe Camerota was going to win this thing.
So Richie knew. He had a feeling.
Yeah, Richie, you know, I love Richie, but Richie has started to be a bit of a bandwagon guy with the camera. He wasn't into the camera in the beginning, but yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. He's front runner, a little front runner.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we were just sitting waiting for the – we were just sitting, me and my friend.
Mm-hmm.
We were in section 142 right there, like second, third row from the top.
Doesn't matter.
And we're just waiting for the people to clear out, you know, from the stadium.
Nope.
And this kid walks right up to me.
Oh,
I'm still sitting in my seat.
Mm-hmm.
He said, "You're Herb from the Northeast." I said, "Yeah." He says, "He wants to take a picture with me." I said, "Sure, no problem."
How about that?
He's probably going to,
sounds like a Howard
right
story.
Now, 6'10", he's probably listening to me talk right now. So.
Wow.
94.
What a story.
Did you call us 6'10"?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, what was that? Oh.
Yeah, 08?
11. It was 11, right?
Never changed 11. Yeah.
Because I was unemployed that day. It was a bad day for me.
94.1.
Yeah.
There we go.
All right. Mike Reese, what's going on with them Eagles?
Oh, man, big game tomorrow. Big game tomorrow. Who are you looking forward to seeing?
It's Burrow versus Hurts.
A lot of second and third stringers are playing tomorrow.
Who you want to see?
I'm working tomorrow.
Who are you looking forward to seeing in the game tomorrow?
Well, I want to see some of these the running backs. I'm going to see what kind of
are you like Shipley, AJ Dillon,
Shipley, the guy AJ Dillon. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to see what he's got. I want to see the couple of. I want to see the quarterback throw. I want to see, you know, the tight end catch a few passes and the wide receiver. So,
yeah.
This year is going to be, if we can keep the ball moving. Keep the ball out of the opposition. We got a good chance. You know, the Rams.
Are we talking about the preseason game?
Yeah.
Not for a pre-Jack. I'm talking about regular season.
My bad.
This is just a warm-up.
You sound like Bill Walsh. This is, I mean, this is offensive mastermind type stuff.
Did you hear about the Rams quarterback?
Yeah, he's hurt.
He got a disc problem.
Yeah.
He got a disc problem. They had to send him for an epidural or something yesterday.
Yep.
So who knows? He might miss some time.
I took a needle in the ass.
Yep, there it is.
Slightly above the epidural.
Yeah, that's in the back.
The Phillies weren't too good today. The Phillies, they were sleeping.
You don't know what epidural is.
Today. They can't wait.
Your wife
to
has had two kids.
She chose not to.
Wow,
she natural.
She's a tough one.
Wow.
Yeah. Holy hell.
Renee tried that the first time. That didn't happen the second time.
Yeah. I'd be careful getting an argument with Jill. That's what I would say.
Well aware.
That is tough.
Maybe I was right. Maybe the door's gonna be locked.
Yeah.
All right.
What's up, saw Greg Luzinski today. Great to me.
Yep. Who else did you see?
He fist bumped me a couple times a day.
Uh-huh.
I missed him for a few years, you know.
What section did you sit in?
142, right behind the Bull's barbecue, right near
there.
You go. Oh, there you
go. Now, were you working or were you there as a fan?
No, I was there as a fan with my buddy.
No.
My buddy's got his 17-game plan.
Did anybody recognize you today?
Yeah, the one I just told you. There was a kid
that
recognized me right when we were, the game was over.
Ah, you should have taken a picture with him.
He took a picture with himself with me. Yeah, you
were surprised. What does that mean?
Let him send it over, whatever. We got a few pictures. I got some pictures. I'll show it to you.
All right. Send them to Jack. Yeah,
send them to Jack.
Me and Greg Luzinski and my buddy.
Yeah, you should go to a Phillies game at some point.
I like free tickets. I ain't paying no big money.
All right.
For who I am.
You should have gone to the game today. It was a noon game. You probably wouldn't have had to work. Look, you should have gone to the game today.
If Dave Montgomery was still living, I don't pay for anything there. Same thing with Bill Giles.
You knew those guys?
I don't pay for nothing. You know?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Well, you got to get Mr. Middleton's number.
You know, I'm an ex-ball player. I know the game. You understand?
Yep.
And I'm an umpire, too. They should want to have me in the dugout, Rob Thompson. They should have want me in there. Believe me.
Mm. What would you do? How would you help Rob out? How would you help him out?
There's things I know.
Like a bench coach. Yeah. Bench coach.
Yeah, things I know. Get these players fired up.
Mm-hmm. What would be the first thing you would tell them, Herb?
Start swinging at strikes. That's the first thing.
Do you think Kevin Long has tried that?
They didn't do nothing today. The last 2 days, they look good.
You should go down to the game.
Six home runs on Monday. Woo!
That's because they were swinging at strikes, like you said, Herb.
Yep.
Yeah, because they were swinging it, and that's what I want. Because they're going into Texas. The Rangers are playing. The Rangers are trying to fight for a wild card. So we must win two out of three.
Yep.
We have a chance. We're now 2.5 games up. If we play smart baseball, we got a chance to leave Dallas possibly 4.5 games.
Okay,
and then our next six are against teams. Cincinnati's good, and then we got to go to Washington.
Right.
Now's the time.
Let's get the schedule out.
These calls are a test of wills.
Yes, they are.
Can I get him to say goodbye?
So Herb, after you tell the Phillies to swing at strikes, what was the second thing you tell them to do?
I I talk about plays and stuff like that, out of safe, that's the, you know, I know things right away. That stuff that goes up to New York, I know all that stuff, okay? I know.
That sounds like you'd be helping the umpire.
Yeah, it sounds like you want to be an umpire.
Yeah. Do you know that they're going to have the first female umpire this weekend?
Oh.
Doing a game. Major
what do you think about that, Herb?
It's about time.
Hey, man.
We're still having first female things?
Yeah, why is it taking so?
Yes.
Well, here's hold on for a second, Herb, about the umpires. Because hang on. Just 1 second. I have always, for my entire sports watching life and whatever my on-air and online career have been, have never been a complaint about the officials guy.
Right.
I don't complain about a call. When fans want to blame a call, I am never that. I'm like, we should have just won. They had to play against the same. The umpiring in this homestand is, and you know I want humans doing it thing. But
it's the reason why.
Well, I'm with L.A.
Yeah.
How is there no accountability for how poor these calls are? I mean, there are you throw a ball in the one spot, it's a ball. Then you throw in the same exact spot, it's a strike. The one today was 8 inches under the strike zone. Yep. I think it was to Otto Kemp.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? Yeah. The umpires, I think, have gotten worse. Maybe it's just that we have more information, but I think they're terrible.
I keep telling you that, okay?
All right.
Okay, they should have made me an
umpire. I got the tightest strike zone you ever seen.
Listen, Hunter Wendelstadt knows that I can umpire.
There we go.
Okay?
Yeah.
And
well, what if you have to go to the bathroom in the middle of
first base? You know who was on first base today, right?
Who?
Alan Porter from Warminster.
No, who's on first?
Who's on first?
No, here we go.
Now what? He was the umpire.
Who is that other voice?
Yeah, somebody spoke in the background.
Number 64.
No.
No.
What's on third?
I don't know who was on third. I know.
No,
Jim,
who's
you
on
said who's
first?
On first?
Jim Wolf was on second. I didn't really look at the just I just know Porter and I know Jim Wolf. The other one.
Then who was on third?
Jim. I don't know who was on third.
No, who was on first?
I told you, Alan Porter. Alan Porter. Ike knows him from my warm-up.
Why would Ike know him?
He's probably a black guy. I mean, that's what he's doing.
Happy baby, Roo Taylor. Ooh, boy.
Is he?
Hell.
He is, isn't he? There it is.
Look,
all right, Herb.
I don't know for sure.
No, he is.
There it is. Call of the year.
Yep.
Call of the year. We finally got there.
There it is. Right there.
There it is.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb. We got to let you go.
They better hire me.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
We're 0 for 3 today.
All right, Herb.
All right, Herb.
I knew he was. I never even heard of the guy, and I knew he was black because
yep,
he said that.
As soon as he said it, Ike knows him.
Now,
you know, Ike just gets on a call when he gets home with literally every black guy in the world just to make sure he knows him. He just studies him, list after list after list.
Now, Alan Porter is from here, so maybe you could have ran into him in his travels.
Yeah, sure.
That's not what he meant. That is not what he meant.
Ike Reese probably knows him.
Yep. 215-592.
He is shameless.
He really is. 215-592-9494.
Oh, my God.
Brian in New Jersey. You're on WIP. What's up, Brian?
Oh, my God. I feel like I just lost, brain cells.
Many people say that.
I love Herb. I'm such a huge fan, but, I feel like it's that Billy Madison game where it's like everyone is now dumber having listened to. Oh, my
yep,
God.
Yep. It was an intense one.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
What's up, brother?
Good. So, real quick, I want to help Jack out before I tear him down. Jack, you're completely using aura farming wrong in how you're using it.
Disagree.
That's not what Canada the Cram is doing. That's first of all. And second of all, I feel like you guys are kind of taken away from the camera. He was pretty nice. I watched that whole thing, and, he was a lot better than a lot of people, I think, thought he would be.
Totally agree.
I don't care if Jack got there at 7 a.m. I don't think he was beating him.
Well, but here's the thing. I agree that he is better than people thought, but – he was also beatable. Is like Jack has such, and this is what even Joe's coach said, Jack has such an advantage physically, and Jack does have some natural tendency. Like, he was hitting the ball fine. He didn't look clueless. Is that if he had practiced, he would have beaten Joe, or it would have been a lot closer than 6-1. I'm not taking anything away from Joe. Joe played well.
He played awesome.
He played great. But, like, he wasn't unbeatable, I don't think.
No.
Yeah.
I just have a question. So, like, according to, like, what everyone really thought was going to happen at the beginning of this whole thing, like, is it, like, a loss now that Jack is even going to be up? Even if Jack wins 3-2, like, wouldn't that still be a loss for Jack?
In, nope.
Like, in your opinions?
No.
Nope.
Well, no, I think it's a win. A win's a win.
Yeah.
And it, like, because really what it comes down to is the meltdown in golf. The meltdown in
right.
golf.
We're not surprised by today.
No, I'm not
Jack
surprised.
Jack could have had a better showing, but this was always the camera's strongest event.
Well, that's why tennis was in there.
Yes,
because
that's
Joe
why
knew
I was in
he,
there.
He
yeah.
could play tennis. So it's winning 3-2. Let me tell you. I'll tell you what is a lot worse than winning 3-2, Brian.
Losing 3-2.
Losing 3-2.
Nah, you're not wrong. You're not
yeah,
wrong.
Yeah.
Before I go, can I make one Jalen point? Just because it wouldn't be a show.
Of course. Why not? Why don't you say he's better than Joe Burrow so we can do this
so
for the rest of the hour?
I've never went at it with you about it, Spike.
Okay.
I do not think he's better than Joe Burrow.
Okay.
I'm a big Jalen guy.
Okay.
But my point is, he will be in the top 100. I promise you that.
Well, okay, so
is there a secret list out?
Well, they revealed 46 and 45 today, I think, mm-hmm. and he was not on it, right around there. This is my only point, Brian. He may be on it, but if he is on it, the NFL played funny with the voting because
that's real quick. That's how these lists always are. Like, I swear, like, Fletcher Cox played a very down year a couple years ago. And he was higher on the list than he was the year prior, which he was better. Like, Cooper DeJean went above Trent McDuffie this year. It's not like nerds in a lab doing. It's kind of like a popularity thing. Like,
it's sure,
like,
but it's players. It's players.
It, yeah, but Brian, it's players voting, and I just haven't gotten the sense that players are particularly impressed with Jalen's play. That is my sense. Is that players right. are not amazed by how he plays. So that's why I would be surprised if after the voting happened, after the regular season, where Jalen, we can say what we want about him in the regular season. He was not better than like Mayfield is just 50th. And Mayfield threw for 4,500 yards and 41 touches. And by the way,
is Mayfield the last quarterback that?
Yes, that we've seen.
Okay.
And Mayfield, by the way, is the kind of player, in my opinion, that other players, sort of like Kyrie Irving. Like, I think players look at Baker and they're like, he's got moxie and he runs around, he yep. makes big throws and that yep. sort of stuff. My sense is that players look at Jalen and they go, he ain't doing anything special. And that is my sense. And after this is not the 22 regular season.
Right.
It is the 24 regular season where he didn't throw the ball particularly effectively. And last thing, he didn't even play the last three games of the year. So, or two plus yeah. three quarters. So, I don't know. We'll see.
No, and my only last point before I go is I don't know his numbers exactly, but I know Dak made it. And
yes.
I know he was hurt a lot of last year.
Half the season.
How is Dak on it? And Jalen wouldn't be like Tua. Why is Tua on it and Jalen wouldn't be? It just it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. I appreciate the call, Brian.
I would agree. I don't know how the hell Tua's on there.
No.
And Dak missed half the year.
Yeah, now Dak was 91.
Yeah, they were certainly higher, yes.
Yeah, look, Ike knows, trust me, we're going to know when he's on the list because Ike knows before every show I am on Jalen top 100
he
watch.
He is.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent, That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.